In this audio podcast, I'm going to be talking about the recovery wheel of life. If you look to the right-hand side at the top, you will see a PDF document, and if you could get that open in front of you and take a look at it, we will quickly take a review of it to see how it works. The wheel is based on a familiar tool that coaches use, and that probably you have used, if you're a coach listening to this, or perhaps you've used it in other contexts. It's a simple way to start to generate some points of view, perspectives, and reflection with your client on various factors in their life. The wheel that we have here is configured slightly differently to a normal wheel of life insofar as it has a plus side and a minus side. So if you look halfway, if you like, through the wheel, you will see that the scale runs from 0 towards the outside, from 0 to 2, 4, 6, 8, and so on. And then it moves from minus 2, minus 4, minus 8, and so on into the center. The reason for this is that this wheel is focusing on asking our clients to consider a specific question. And that question is how much the categories in the segments of the wheel are either positively contributing in their view to their recovery or their process of deciding about their recovery or their ability to pursue their recovery themselves. So how much is it contributing, supporting, and how much might it be actually doing the opposite? I.e. actually actively making it harder in their point of view for them to actually pursue their recovery. Obviously, if they were to score a naught, then we could say that perhaps they consider the category neither supportive nor unsupportive, kind of neutral. Around the circle, as you will see, there are various segments. In this example, there are 10. They are covering most of the aspects of an individual's life, financial situation, their relationship with their friends, relationship with their family, their engagement with self-development and growth, their social life, work study, health, nutrition, home living environment, and so on. These categories pretty much cover what might be present in somebody's life, although, of course, we don't necessarily have to have these categories put together in this way, but you could use the wheel like this to start with, and then you could think about your own adaptations in time. So once the client has had a good look at it, and once you have introduced them to the idea, they go ahead and they make marks on the wheel according to the category. That gives you a very interesting place to then invite your client to think about what they notice about how they've scored themselves on this wheel. It gives you lots of places to look in terms of the impact of these different kinds of aspects of the life on their recovery process. Probably what we want to be doing is noticing and being particularly curious in the first instance about negative scores, where a client expresses the idea, well, this part of my life, you know, really is problematic for me. It is actually making it harder in my perception to pursue this change that I'm looking for. Let's say, for example, they were to score their home living environment as something that is actually not supportive at all, but quite the opposite. Then you would want to ask them to explore with you, or invite them to explore with you, the implications for that, and start to think about how might that score get changed and what is actually going on. The fact that we want to focus first on risk assessment, if you like, on the negative scores, does not take away from the fact that we need to have an equal, if not more, emphasis where they are scoring well, so whether they think that something is positive. As we talked about in the section on systems, we know that the supportive constituents of somebody's recovery world can become unsupportive, and vice versa. Unsupportive can be moved to supportive. The moving from supportive to unsupportive and back again usually takes place through the nature of the relationship with the person you're coaching and the resource or the person in question. So that's why we link these levels, or the way that clients perceive these levels and score them, to looking at what relationships are existing in those sectors. So for instance, with the home living environment, it could be that there is somebody that they have a difficult relationship with in the home environment. Perhaps it's somebody who is actively discouraging them from engaging in the recovery process. It could be somebody who they have unresolved conflicts with. It could be somebody who has anxiety and fear about the change that your client is presenting to the family environment. There could be many, many reasons, and many of them will do probably have to do with relationships. So this wheel is a really simple and effective tool to generate lots of different places to be curious about for the coach, and it really helps clients suddenly sort of take a snapshot, if you like, of their whole world in quite a simple way. What I like to do with this wheel is revisit it. That's a typical thing that coaches will do with a standard wheel of life. Come back to it at a certain period of time, ask our client, how about we do the wheel again? And of course it will have changed. Factors will have moved in that period of time, risks will have changed, support might have increased or decreased, and so on. And what we're looking for in the outcome of this wheel is not so much that everything is at a 10, but we're looking really more for balance. We're looking more to see that there isn't one particularly vulnerable area of a person's life that is, you know, if increasing their risk profile. If they can get reasonably good positive scores across all segments, this will help them feel more balanced. It will give them more even resources, and it will allow them to develop and continue to develop more resilience. There is a different version of this wheel, which is actually done as a vertical scale, and we will be looking at that more closely, and also looking at the elements of the coach's notes that can go with this wheel in the recovery module, which comes after the essentials module. So have a go, use the wheel, try it out with one of your practice clients, and notice what you can do with it and how it can be used, and what it can offer your clients.